But more positively, a brat will use these tactics to establish a dom's worthiness, to see if they match their own energy.
Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast, providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. Support the continuation of this podcast by subscribing to Patreon/Daddy Dom Podcast. Where you will get access to episodes 2 weeks prior to them airing to the public, exclusive Q&As, and of course, your input on topics to explore on future episodes, as well as special bonus episodes, exclusive only to Patreon. If you love the stories that accompany this podcast, there are over 300 of them on my personal page at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. All the links to where you can find me and other sites are in the bio of this episode. So reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, earbuds in and stay tingly.
Brats. I never fully dove into the realm of brats. I immediately dismissed them because it was a trait and behavior that was unpalatable to me. I felt like it rocked the boat on the power dynamic between a dom and a sub relationship and interactions. But I am a perpetual student of life and its experiences, and in the pursuit of being the best Daddy Dom I can be, I decided, let's look further into brats and bratty behavior. So I took a step back from my initial views and embraced the world of brats to get a better understanding of what that means for a sub and how to incorporate it into my own style of being a dom. It forced me to reevaluate how I process and react to a bratty behavior. Like most things in the DS lifestyle, there are many variations on a theme, and brats are no different within that. Some are full-on brats in their nature, and that's just who they are, and other subs express bratty behavior for a purpose, whether that be conscious or subconscious. So it was important for me to define a brat versus bratty behavior. Some brats are just attention seekers, acting out for the sake of just acting out, to gain and keep the attention of the dom. They may feel the dom's eyes or attention has strayed, and so therefore act out accordingly to regain all the attention from the dom. But more positively, a brat will use these tactics to establish a dom's worthiness, to see if they match their own energy. After all, a sub chooses their dom, not the other way around. A brat might also enjoy the punishment, and by defying authority or pushing the boundaries, this gives the opportunity for a strong dominant scenario over the brat sub. Bratty behavior could also be a symptom of their own insecurities, not wanting to lose someone or not being worth loving. There is a misconception, though, that brats are not true subs. And to be honest, that's how I felt. I dismissed this behavior because to me, it created an imbalance of power because the brats are just aggressive in their actions or their words. I would become defensive and overreact. I felt agitated and provoked. But brats are submissive, and I just needed to understand the type of submissiveness that they are. Bratty behavior. For a sub, bratty behavior can be the result of many, many feelings. A sub may feel uneasy within the DS dynamic and need reassurance that that level of dominant submissive roles still exists within that relationship or scenario. It's a way to get the dom to assert that role for the sub. And a sub wants to submit and be put in their place. Bratty behavior may also come from being horny and can manifest itself in playful ways of poking the dom with phrases like make me or prove it or is that all you got? Egging on the dom can really lead to some really, really hot DS sex play. Bratty behavior can also be quiet and shown through actions and not words. They may do what is asked, but not in the way it should be done, or follow through on tasks, but leaving a mess in their wake. One of my personal pet peeves is when a sub lightly mocks my age. And I'm usually older than my submissives, and I take great pride in staying in a good physical condition and a mental prowess, so that one little poke never ever sits well with me. But I know it's in play, so I do try to take it in stride, but let my sub know that that's off limits. Now, how does a dom handle a brat? It is my opinion that the dom should be well experienced in order to decipher the brat behavior and the underlying reasons for the actions or words. A dom must be good at reading the room, as they say. We, as in doms, must maintain a level of calm and control. This is very, very important because the zestful interaction has the potential to go south quite quickly if not managed correctly. And that is the responsibility of the dom, and a great responsibility there is. Here are some things I consider. I ask myself, how does a dom earn the respect of a brat? And we talked about matching the energy of that brat or sub. What are the requirements of a brat in order to submit to a dom? What are their preferred methods to receive directions from a dom? And ultimately, what are they looking to get out of their brat behavior? And we spoke of breaking and cracking the code of all these things that come out through bratty behavior and cracking that code by the dom. Difficult task sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that we're up for it. So ultimately, brats are subs and want to be tamed. And what better way to tame a brat and a sub than a good, solid, dominant fucking by their dom. So I leave you with this highly sexually charged aggressive audio I call Taming a Brat and Sub. Earbuds in and stay tingly.
What did you say? No. What did you say? Say it again. You have been chirping me all night. Everything I say, you have a comeback for. Just chirp, chirp, chirp. Run in your mouth all night long. No respect. Don't you talk back to me. We're going to have to teach you a lesson, right? And you over there, don't look so innocent, little one. You've been watching all night. You know exactly what's happening, don't you? Don't look so smug and shy to me. Just stand there while this one's going to get taught a lesson. Come here. Yeah, just up against that wall. Daddy's hand around your throat. You like that? Maybe that will keep you quiet. Maybe that will shut your mouth. I think you little brat need to be taught a lesson. I think we need to teach that little mouth what it's good for, don't we? Yeah. Turn around up against that wall. Don't talk back to me. Don't say a fucking word. And you stand in the corner. Stand in the fucking corner. Come here. We're gonna teach you a little lesson, huh? Teach you a lesson in manners. That's right. Come here. Get your fucking shirt off. Get on your fucking knees. Get on your knees. That's it. You want to run your mouth all night? You want to just keep talking? Huh? I'm going to show you what that mouth is used for. That's right. Yeah. You've just been looking for this all night. Put your hands behind your back. Hands behind your back on your knees. That's it. Show me those little tits. Yeah. Keep those hands behind your back. Don't you talk back to me. Don't you say a fucking word. The only thing I want to hear out of your mouth is you gagging on my cock. That's right. Yeah, see how hard I am? Watching you little prance around, being all cocky. I'll show you cock. Yeah, I'll show you fucking cock. Give me your head. Suck it. Suck that cock. And you, just stand in the corner and watch. Watch your little friend get a fucking lesson. And fucking what that mouth is for. Suck it. Oh, yeah. Ooh, don't hear any chirping from you now, do I? Do I? Yeah, you keep just sucking that cock. What? Do not take it out of your mouth. Understand me? Until I'm done, you do not take it out of your mouth. Understand me, brat? That's right. Open your mouth. Open your mouth like a good little girl. That's right. Now let me put my cock right on your tongue. Stick it out. That's right, right on your little tongue. Oh, good girl. Suck it. Suck it. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. Oh, I got my hand on the top of your head. Oh, I'm just gonna fuck your little face. Huh? Is that what you want? Oh, nice sloppy mouth. Oh, just a dirty little mouth, aren't you? You, yeah. Little smug one over there. Take off your clothes. I said, take off your clothes. I want you completely naked standing in the corner while this one sucks my cock. Yeah, suck it. Suck it. That's it. No, don't take it out. Don't take it out. You keep that cock in there. It's the only way I'm going to fucking keep you quiet. Isn't it? That's right. Just keep sucking that cock. Oh, that's right. You, come over here. Yes, for your silence, you're going to be punished too. You did nothing. You said nothing. You did nothing. Now get on your knees and crawl. Crawl over here. Yeah. Now sit down right there beside us. Just watch what happens to your little fucking bratty friend. When she talks back to Daddy, she gets a good mouth fucking, doesn't she? Yeah, sit there and watch. Watch her gag all over my fucking cock. Oh. Yeah. Look at all that drool dripping off my balls. You, lick it up. Yeah. Lick. I said get over here and use your tongue to lick up all that saliva off my balls while she sucks my dick. That's it. Good girl. You two just need a fucking lesson, don't you? A lesson in politeness. A lesson in respect. Yeah. I'm gonna teach you both a good fucking lesson. Keep sucking that cock. Yeah. Keep licking that balls, little baby. Keep licking Nerdy's balls. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Good girl. Yeah. Just hold you by the chin with my hand. Stand up and keep those arms behind your back. Stand up for me. Stand up. You get over here. Put your face on the wall. Press your face against that fucking wall. Don't say a goddamn word. The only words I want to hear out of your mouth are yes, Daddy. Can you say those words? Tell me. Good girl, yes, Daddy. Ah, look at that. Oh, not wearing any panties under that little skirt. You fucking little whore. You fucking little disrespecting little cunt. I'm gonna show you. I hope you're wet, and if you're not, I don't fucking care. I'm just gonna slam my cock into that hot little cunt. I'm just gonna give you a royal fucking. You stay there on the floor, on your knees, and watch. That's it. Watch right there. I want you to stay on your knees right behind me. I want you to have a really good view. Daddy's cock punishing this little brat. Keep your face against the wall. Keep your hands behind your back. Do you understand me? Good girl. Yeah, ready? Against the wall, I fucking pound that little fucking pussy. Oh, that's it. Oh. Right against your fucking ass. Yeah. I can teach you a goddamn little fucking lesson. And you little innocent one. Can you underneath? Underneath. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go nice and slow. So you can feel every inch of me inside of you. While your little friend sucks on my balls. Suck 'em. Put my balls in your mouth, little girl. That's it. Yeah, can you taste all her cum dribbling down my cock onto my balls? Can you taste your friend off my balls? Yes, just a nod. I don't want to hear a word out of you. Either of you. Not a word, unless it's what? What? Yes, Daddy. That's right. Yes, Daddy, while I fuck that little fucking hot, dirty little fucking pussy that you are. Fucking brat. mom's balls when I fuck your little friend. Can't keep her fucking mouth shut. Can you? Can you? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna use your little cunt to come inside. Hmm? While your little friend sucks on my balls. That's right. Oh. But I think your mouth needs something more, doesn't it? Yeah, I need to keep you shut up. I can hear those moans. I don't want to hear any moans. Come here. Come here. Off the wall. You little one. Get down on your back. Legs spread. I said on your back and legs fucking spread. That's right. You get down. Get down on all fours and you bury your fucking mouth in that little pussy. Bury your mouth in that little pussy. Lick it. Yeah, suck on that clit. That's the way I'm going to keep your mouth shut. It's always having something in your mouth. Hmm? It's either going to be my cock or this little fucking tight little pussy. Lick it. Lick it. Suck on it. That's right. I'm just going to get right behind you and just keep fucking pounding that little fucking hole of yours. That's right. Good little girl. Keep licking that little cunt. I want you to make that little girl come with your tongue. You better be good. Oh, you better be fucking good. Huh? Look at that ass. Look at that fucking little ass. Huh? Fuck. Oh, take daddy's cock like a fucking good little brat. Oh, yeah. And you little one, you just stare right at me while I fuck your little brat friend. Will you get your pussy licked? Does it feel good? Does it feel good having your little clit sucked on by your bratty friend? Oh, yeah, fuck me. Fuck me, that's it. Good girl. I want you to come all over her face. I want you to spread your fucking pussy juice all over her fucking cheeks and down her chin. Lick it. Lick it. Yeah, suck on that little clit. Come on, make your little friend come. I'll fuck you from behind. I'm gonna show you what those mouths are little for, aren't we? I'm gonna show you what those mouths are made for. No more talking back. Huh? No little smug remarks. I'm gonna show you fucking girls what those fucking little mouths are for. Fuck me! Get up, both of you, on your knees. On your knees, both of you. Grab you with fucking hair. Yeah, suck it. Oh, fuck yeah. Jerk off in those little mouths. Keep them open. Keep them open. Tongues out. Get your tongues out. Faces. Drops of cum out of daddy's cock. Oh, good girls. That's how daddy keeps your mouth shut and in your place, isn't it? Kiss. Swap that spit. Taste her pussy on her lips. And taste my cum in her mouth. Yeah. Good. Never, ever talk back to me again, brat. And you, little one. You and the little one has to stand up for your daddy if that ever happens again. Do you understand me? Good. Now get dressed.
For more on the Daddy Dom Podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/Daddy Dom Podcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/InMyHandsAudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.